AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The South Carolina National Guard has been dropping one-ton sandbags from helicopters to block a breach along a major waterway near Columbia. The flooding caused by record rainfall has led to 15 deaths in the state, two others in neighboring North Carolina. Ray Stillwell somehow survived the flood that started as a trickle at his home in Columbia.
I went from water that was probably about 4 inches below my knees to having water at waist level and rising within about 30 seconds.
In the low country, more flooding is possible as all the water from Columbia and elsewhere makes it slowly downstream. Kat Kramer is in Georgetown, right along a bay.
As the tides progress every day, we see it coming up just a little bit, but I'm worried and concerned about the tide when they let the locks open to release all the water coming from Columbia.
Ships and planes are still searching for the crew of a cargo ship that went down at the height of Hurricane Joaquin last Thursday. Shamora Hill says she remains optimistic her cousin, Rosabelle Clark, one of the 33 crew members, will be found.
I'm not giving up hope until I hear something different.
Did he love the sea?
Oh, he loved it. That was his job. He loved his job.
So far, one body has been spotted along with a badly damaged empty lifeboat and other debris from the ship. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says his department deeply regrets the loss of innocent lives from a U.S. military airstrike that killed 22 people at a hospital in Afghanistan. General John Campbell, commander of U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, says those investigating the attack want to talk with everyone who might have been in the area.
We are reaching out again to Doctors Without Borders and the personnel that were on site, making sure that we get all sides of the story.
Doctors Without Borders insist that the attack was deliberate. This is AP Radio News. Female workers in California have new tools with which to challenge wage disparities. Governor Jerry Brown signing a bill into law that lets women allege pay discrimination based on what a company pays to other employees who do substantially similar work. Law requires the employers to prove a man's higher pay is based on factors other than gender. Major League playoffs begin tonight with the Astros facing the Yankees in New York. Bill Meth has more.
The Yankees host the Astros in the AL wildcard game tonight at Yankee Stadium. The Astros will send their ace, Dallas Keuchel, 20-8, but pitching on 3 days' rest. Keuchel, in two regular season starts against the Yankees, did not allow a run in 16 innings. He is 15-0 at home, but just 5-8 on the road. The Yankees will counter with their best, Masahiro Tanaka, 12-7 in the regular season, but coming back from a recent hamstring injury. Bill Meth, New York.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.